We're back. We're here. Let's do it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this Monday, May 18th. How you doing? It's Dave. It's all the best stuff from today's show. Fred Willard, a beloved comedic actor who is known for playing rather dim-witted and offensive characters, a trope we can definitely relate to here on a morning show. He passed away over the weekend. We paid our respects. We had another COVID of the day and shared four random facts, as well as thin the herd, as we do every Monday morning for you. Rick Wakeman was in Song Stories today, telling us things about long-distance runaround, a tennis balls PSA. Yes, those exist in our strange new reality. That caught our attention this morning, and I made another Monday morning mashup. See how the audience did figuring that out? Here you be. It is the Daily Podcast.
Fred Willard has passed away.
Yeah, it sucks. He's so funny.
I know.
I didn't know he was that old.
Guy. Yeah, I didn't realize 86? He was that old. 86
Yikes.
Years old. Yeah. Fred Willard, you know him from Anchorman. This is Spinal Tap. Best in Show.
He was great.
That's my favorite role. Buck Laughlin.
Improv stuff. Any movies, he was fantastic in all of them. He was so good.
Well, the wild thing is, you know, having being a dog fan and a breeder for some length of time, I never would miss the Westminster Dog Show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And for years, Joe Graziola was the second guy, was the number two guy to Fry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And literally, right, when Fred Willard did that role in Best of Show, all he did was Joe Graziola. It was as to the point that Joe Graziola once did say at a Westminster Dog Show, wouldn't it be fun if they put little gloves on the boxers?
No,
right?
That was taken from reality.
That was a complete reality thing.
Wow.
Right? And I was like, I can't believe he used that. I cannot believe, because he was so balls on for it. Well, what's the Anchorman scene that you love?
So there's a scene where Fred Willard's on the phone with his kid's school, and they're talking, his kid's in trouble. He's talking to somebody on the phone, and he's saying that, well, we've all seen our fair share of dirty videos. And the conversation continues on, and he says, of course you haven't. I'm sorry. No, you haven't. Continues a little bit farther, and then at the end he says, okay, goodbye, sister. He was talking to a nun about watching porn. It is so good. It's a one that you have to kind of follow along through the conversation, but the payoff is fantastic.
Well, it's a sad day, but people are just lining up. He was beloved in Hollywood. Everybody just loved the guy. Wasn't he also in, what was that singing competition, all the guy groups singing, all that stuff?
Pitch Perfect.
Now, was it the original Pitch Perfect?
Was
the original Pitch Perfect have women in it also?
Yeah.
All right. It was Pitch Perfect. Him and Banks, who were the.
Oh, you're thinking? No, it wasn't Fred Willard. It was another guy from Best in Show. I forget his name though. He plays the gay guy with Michael McKean.
In Best in Show. Okay.
Oh, I know. Right.
He's
about,
hysterical.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Don't die.
Right. Don't die. Or at least wait till you're 86.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right. Let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on! Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so!
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
You know, for as long as I have been in the rock and roll business, rock is not a word that I use other than rock and roll. All right, you know, the people who say, like, there are jocks who sign, like, their autographs. You rock!
Oh, yeah.
Really? Do they really rock? You know,
I feel like we're on an island with that.
I mean,
talk to Bon Jovi. He's seen a million faces,
right.
And he's rocked them all.
Damn right,
he's
he has.
Them all.
Damn right.
54 degrees outside. I know you rock or rock on. I just haven't used them. Right, cloudy, a high temperature near 70 today, but 54 right now. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, it's the return in the Monday morning mashup. We've got more of those dog and bowl gift
brew,
cards.
Yep, dog and bowl brew and music house.
Right,
so good.
You know, to hand out to you. That'll be coming up at 7:40. But right now, once again, ladies and gentlemen. The COVIDiot of the day, and this COVID, this is a corporate COVIDiot. Let me ask you a question. When you guys graduated, right, whether it was from high school or college, right, or from both, right, you didn't already have your own cap and gown, right?
No, I think we either rented them bought them.
Right. You rent them. The school usually, you know, there's a service that comes in. You rent them from there. Now, at Immaculata, where Taylor went to school, they gave them caps and gowns in their freshman year. As a goal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, I swear to you. I swear she's not in a room right now, but she told me this the other day. They gave it to her as that. But most schools, you rent them.
Sure.
You get it a couple of days before graduation. You wear it that day. You turn it in either that day or the next day or something like that.
Keep your tassel.
Okay. The fine folks at Krispy Kreme have decided to award anyone who is graduating this year with a dozen 2020 donuts.
Okay, that's
nice. So they've made donuts that look like it spells out 2020, right? Uh-huh. You can get a dozen donuts from them absolutely free.
Cool.
As long as you show up in your cap and gown.
So
now most schools aren't even holding graduations, so nobody has caps and gowns. But these COVID-idiots have decided they will give them to anyone who shows up in their cap and gown.
Buy a pair on eBay. Spend $30.
Right, spend $30.
Wait 4 days.
So you could get a free box of donuts.
COVID-idiots are geniuses because they're not going to give away any free donuts.
But they still look good.
No. Uh-huh. But they're looking for the ink. They're looking for the
geniuses.
Right?
Yeah.
No. The original thought, they're COVID-idiots.
With all due respect, you are an asshole. With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And as always, Cindy, get us started.
When scientists in England saw the platypus for the first time in the late 1700s, they thought it was fake and someone had stitched together a bunch of other animal parts to prank them.
Someone did. His name is God. Platypus, it's what do I got left?
Yeah, God's mistake.
All right.
The Atlanta Falcons drafted John Wayne in the 17th round of the 1972 NFL draft. He was 64! But they did it because they wanted to symbolize that they wanted men who were tough on their team. Yes, the NFL vetoed the pick.
Why did that happen?
Yeah.
I got a quick short one. This one's interesting. Jackie Chan. His mother was an opium smuggler, and his dad was a spy.
What?
And these weren't plot points to one of his movies.
You know, it sure sounds like a plot point to one of his movies.
Yeah.
All right? His mother was an opium smuggler. His dad was a spy. I wonder if they worked together.
I wonder if he got drafted.
And lastly this morning, graham crackers were invented by an evangelical minister named Sylvester Graham because he believed grains were the key to suppressing people's sex drives. Although s'mores are the plan to drop people's pants. And there you have your
random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Rick Wakeman's birthday, and I find it odd that, you know, of all of the interviews that we've done with him over the years, and he's just such a great guy and a good friend. He's given us something really terrific for the Veterans Radiothon this year, right? You know, but I have no audio of him actually talking about his own songs.
Oh, really?
Or Yes songs that he worked on. Right, I do have John Anderson talking about him on Yes Songs. As a matter of fact, when he joined the band around the time of the Fragile album. He was the new keyboard player in the band, and he was playing a riff, and somehow that became Long Distance Runaround for John Anderson.
I would walk into a studio and hear Rick going da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum, just on his own in the corner, and I say, Rick, play that again. And then Steve would be there. Could you play that with him? Because I've got this song, and I'd start strumming this song. And it's a song about the confusion, really, of religion. Long distance run around, looking for the light. And then Chris would just do very simple bass parts. And when we started to do the recording, I said, let's just keep it very, very simple, but use that hook as the guideline.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Rick Wakeman before that, doing his ID along with his impression of John Anderson.
Love that one.
Rick Wakeman's birthday. I got to send him an email today and wish him happy birthday. 55 degrees outside right now. We've got some sunshine in here in Ballasidwit, but it could be cloudy by you. Maybe you're getting some sunshine also. Basically, it's going to be a cloudy day with a high temperature near 70 degrees. You know, everybody was out and about this weekend, you know, just the weather being as beautiful as could be expected. And on Friday on Long Island, they opened up all of the tennis courts, all of the public tennis courts.
Okay.
And one of the Nassau County executives came out to give a speech about the reopening of the tennis courts. Well, let's just say she had a couple of giggles happening.
Got some good news to announce today. Singles only, no doubles. Only every other court, you have to have a court between players. Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls. So don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course,
she does it again,
if
though.
If you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X and put someone's initials on them.
She's like, please just remember to say tennis before ball.
Right. Along with the fact that, please, while I'm talking, land a helicopter near me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Right now, in the proper order.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
The Monday Morning Mashup, as always, Dave has put this together, and we give you the opportunity to walk away with a fine gift. The Monday Morning Mashup today will get you a $25 gift card to Dog and Bull Brew and Music House. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. The mashup sounds like this. Now let's go to the phone and see what Andrew has to say. Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing damn fine. How about yourself, Andrew?
Excellent.
Okay, let's see if we can get you that $25 gift card. What do you think the two songs are for the Monday Morning Mashup?
Money for Nothing and The Stranger.
And The Stranger by Billy Joel.
Yes, sir.
Dave, what would you say about that combination? Is that correct?
He gave it a good effort.
It is not correct.
Sorry, that's all right.
I am sorry. Let's go over to, that would be Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really well this morning. So what do you think? The Monday Morning Mashup, two songs glued together. Dave has built this thing. Can you take it apart? What are the two songs?
Yes, I can. I Shot the Sheriff and Money for Nothing.
Aha. I Shot the Sheriff and Money for Nothing. That aha gets you?
Yep. Oh. Nice, Tom.
A $25 gift card to Dog and Brew, Dog and Bull Brew and Music House.
I could hear the Money for Nothing. I couldn't hear the Clapton.
The Clapton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The organ and the drums.
I got it.
Did you hear it that time?
Yeah.
You did?
Sure.
Because you're going to hear it now, that's for sure.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Sting with Dire Straits and Money for Nothing. Speaking of live events, the Middleton family, John Middleton,
right,
and his family are putting together this event called, I'm not sure how they want to pronounce this, PHL Love, I'll go with, just PHLOVE.
Okay.
All right. A concert for COVID-19 relief featuring Daryl Hall, Questlove, Patti LaBelle, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and others. Let's see, those others are Amos Lee, DJ Diamond Cuts and Friends, Wallow 267.
This reeks of Philly.
All right, right. Jeffrey Gaines, Jay Buchanan, and the Rival Sons, the Geeter with the Heater, our very own Jerry Blavitt and Friends, Pastor Aylin Waller, and the Eon Tabernacle Fresh Anointing.
Wow.
And the event will be on 6 ABC, Channel 3, NBC 10. The Inquirer is going to have it as well as part of their stream. And it's happening this coming Thursday, May 21st. I do not have a starting time. Right, but there it's going to be everywhere. So,
all right,
my guess is it's going to start at night. It'll be at like 7 o'clock or something like that. But I'll get more information on it and get it to you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
Let's start off with what probably was not the most traditional Mother's Day last week. A 37-year-old guy named Thomas Bouchard in Shohegan, Maine, did the following things on Mother's Day, none of which I imagine his mom was on board for. He did a whole bunch of drugs. He stripped naked. He stole his mother's car.
Oh, come on.
He got into a high-speed police chase that ended up when he jumped out of the moving car in a church parking lot. He ran into the church naked, who was hosting a drive-up service at the time. He was arrested by police inside the church after he got into a fight with the cops. He is now facing several charges, including operating a vehicle under the influence, unauthorized use of property, driving to endanger, failure to stop for a police officer, and resisting arrest. Yes, sir, you got the grand prize.
In the herd.
Steve?
Katrina Morgan is a 50-year-old woman from Ohio.
Okay.
Saturday night, she was drunk and she called 911 for help. She told them that her junk was on fire and she needed a firefighter to come over and put it out with his hose. Yeah, then she hung up on them.
I never knew women used the phrase, my junk.
Neither did I.
All right.
The dispatcher called Katrina back, and she then repeated that she needed help because her junk was on fire, and she needed, quote, a firefighter to come over and put out her hoo-ha because it was on fire. Emergency crews did show up. There was no fire on her genitalia or her house or anywhere to be found. She was arrested for disrupting public service, making false alarms, and resisting arrest.
In the herd.
Fire in her hoo-ha.
Yep.
Didn't Bob Seger sing about that, the fire down below?
Yeah, I think you should call a doctor if you've got a fire in your hoo-ha.
Dave?
I still can't believe this didn't take place in Florida. It's actually in Nottinghamshire, England, where the cops went to the house of a guy Thursday night to arrest him. 35-year-old dude who missed a court appearance, but he took off. He sprinted into the woods, where the cops chased him in, but they couldn't find him until they heard a noise coming from a bush. And that noise was the guy's flatulence. Yep, a telltale toot led them to a bush where they arrested him. And in the official police report, the cop who caught him says, quote, I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some. So we arrested him.
In the herd.
And lastly this morning, this is as insane a thing as one could do to get free wine. A 39-year-old guy named Gabriel Marino in Modesto, California. Last week, he was driving on the highway when he saw a tanker truck behind him filled with bulk red wine.
Nice.
So he pulled over and then hopped onto the side of the moving truck. He then climbed under the truck while it's moving, unscrewed the valve, and started chugging the red wine that was pouring out.
He's like a desperate housewife.
This is like a gasoline truck, one of those big tankers, right? The driver didn't know it was happening until he saw he was spilling wine all over the place, so he pulled over and called the cops. They found Gabriel underneath the bottom of the truck drinking wine and making snow angels in what was on the ground. The truck spilled about 1,000 gallons of red wine in total, which is enough to fill about 5,000 bottles. Oh, and surprisingly, nice. He was arrested.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.